new phenomenon in Belfast in recent years has been the development of quarters. First we had what is now known as the Cathedral Quarter, which strangely enough is near St Anne's Cathedral to the north of the city centre. Like Dublin's Temple Bar area, this is an area of narrow cobbled streets, restaurants, old pubs and new pubs in old buildings, with music and other entertainment. Just opposite the cathedral is Writers' Square, with the names of local writers inlaid in the pavement, and where music and arts events are held. On the other side of the city centre, bordering the Lower Ormo area, are a group of streets we've always referred to as the Holy Land, because it includes Jerusalem Street, Palestine Street, Damascus Street, Carmel Street and Cairo Street. This used to be a mixed residential area of small 2- and 3-storey terraced houses, but it has changed dramatically over the last few years. Most of the original inhabitants have gone. A small number of immigrant families still live there, but the area has been invaded by several thousand students, both from Queen's University and the University of Ulster, as developers have converted and extended the small houses into student housing, leaving only the original facades unchanged. The area is now officially part of what's known as Queen's Quarter, an area encompassing the buildings of Queen's University, a proposed new site for the University of Ulster, which is currently outside the city, student accommodation, and lots of bars, clubs and night spots. The most recent quarter is in East Belfast, and it's been getting kind of busy recently because we're about to celebrate the 100th anniversary of a great tragic event, the sinking of the RMS Titanic. In the docks area, near the former Harland and Wolff shipyard, we now have a spectacular new building, the Titanic Belfast Centre. The building cost $77 million to build and has 4 wings, each looking like the prow of the ship itself, joined by a central glass tower. Inside, you can learn everything there is to know about the Titanic, how it was built, the shipyard it was built in, fitting out the ship, her maiden voyage, the sinking. You can even visit and explore the wreck underwater. The Titanic was built in the Harland and Wolff shipyard in East Belfast, at that time the largest shipyard in the world. In 1910, Belfast was a boom town, a strong leader in engineering and linen manufacture, as well as shipbuilding. At that time, the Titanic was the largest and most luxurious liner in the world. The shipyard employed over 35,000 people in the early 1900s, including my grandfather. The yard was founded in 1862 and has the world's largest dry dock, and later the 2 huge yellow cranes which dominate the Belfast skyline, manufactured by the German company Krupp. Goliath, 315 feet high, was the first in 1969, followed by Samson in 1974 at 348 feet. Each crane spans 259 feet, can lift a load of 840 tons, and run on rails, driven by their own huge diesel engines inside the top of the main leg of each crane, 2 engines in each, with one for backup. When the Titanic Quarter was first being planned a few years ago, I was asked to film the site for their new website from the top of the Goliath crane. We had to get special permission to film from there, and were taken up on the tiny lift inside the leg of the crane to the engine platform at the top. The lift tends to bounce up and down rather alarmingly as it travels. At the top is the gantry, which looks like a large red shed that travels on rails from one side of the crane to the other and houses the lifting gear. The driver is suspended from this in a little downward projecting cabin so that he can have all-round vision. Seeing we had a once-in-a-lifetime chance to film from the top of the crane, we took guitars up with us and filmed each other performing on top of Goliath. At first it was beautiful sunny spring weather, and I got some great footage of ships moving and a plane landing at the nearby George Best City Airport. Unfortunately, when I was being filmed performing, not only did my guitar strap come adrift, but a sudden wintry squall came in around us, with strong winds and snow hitting us horizontally. We had to grab camera, tripod and guitars and scramble quickly for safety down the stairs to the engine platform at the top of the leg of the crane. In 2007, the Goliath crane crashed into one of the smaller cranes at 95 tons, knocking it over in what could have been a lethal accident. Check it out on YouTube under Harland and Wolff Crane Accident. The Titanic was built in this dock, although smaller cranes were used in her construction, along with sister White Star Line ships Olympic and Britannic, the Royal Navy cruiser HMS Belfast, P&O's SS Canberra, and dozens of other ships. Nowadays, the yard deals more with refurbishing oil rigs and drilling ships and building wind farm components. The Titanic left Belfast on the evening of the 2nd of April 1912, calling at Southampton in England, Cherbourg, France, and finally Cove near Cork City in the Republic of Ireland, before setting off across the Atlantic for Manhattan, New York City. She struck an iceberg at almost full speed on April the 14th and sank 2 hours and 40 minutes later, with the loss of more than 1,500 lives. My great-uncle, George Given, was booked to travel in the Titanic, but he was so eager to get to Canada that he travelled on an earlier ship instead. What a providential move that turned out to be, eh?